Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE on this live Christmas Eve edition of the program with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Julia.
And Julia coming in on Christmas Eve. We do this, seems like, almost every year.
What?
So, the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day
yes.
show together. And I think Johnny Ray will be joining us tomorrow night. So we'll continue to be live throughout the holidays, as is tradition here on Free Talk Live. I guess the tradition of most radio shows is to take time off, but we're here, and we will take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind, because, you know, important things still continue to happen around the world, and people continue to listen to the radio even if it's their day off, and maybe especially if it's your day off, you might be more likely to want some sort of live audio entertainment. So we are here for you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Looks like Newsweek is calling it quits on the whole print magazine concept. The news came out that their final issue is imminent. And
wow.
It's a big deal. It's a company that's been putting out news and magazine format on a weekly basis for quite a long time.
Well, they're so big. I find this shocking because I feel like that's one of the few that remains that actually still sells magazines, right? Like Time, for example, would be another one.
I guess Time's still out there, right?
I'm pretty sure it is, yes.
So, it'll be interesting to see, if they continue to have success online. It's fascinating to watch as businesses that are kind of from the old media are attempting to transfer their business model into the new media realm, and it doesn't always translate. And we've certainly seen plenty of newspapers go out of business completely. Newsweek is going to continue doing an online version of their magazine, but it's done with the whole print thing. And I just find it absolutely fascinating to watch that. There's not really much more to say about that particular news, but you're certainly welcome to comment on the state of the media in general.
Some older people are going to be upset about this.
Sure, sure. But that's the thing. People's magazine subscriptions are going away as older people die off. I think that's probably a big factor in why it's taking so long. It seems like, I wonder what the numbers were. I wonder, at the very end, how their print subscriptions had dwindled. What did they used to be a decade ago, and what are they today? I know that print subscriptions to newspapers have just continued to drop off the cliff year after year after year.
Yeah.
So there's that news. Also, other news as well, a disturbing story out of a box, an unexpected place to find a note. This story is from OregonLive.com. The letter came in a box of Halloween decorations purchased at Kmart, but for a year, Julie Keith never knew. It gathered dust in her storage, a haunting plea for help, hidden among artificial skeletons, tombstones, and spider webs. Keith, who's a 42-year-old vehicle donation manager at the Southeast Portland Goodwill, at one point considered donating the unopened $29.99 Kmart graveyard kit. It was one of those accumulated items you never need and easily forget. But on a Sunday afternoon in October, Keith pulled the orange and black box from storage she intended to decorate her home in Damascus for her daughter's fifth birthday, just days before Halloween. She ripped open the box and threw aside the cellophane, and that's when Keith found it. Scribbled onto paper and folded into eights, the letter was tucked between two styrofoam headstones. Quote, "If you occasionally buy this product, please kindly resend this letter to the World Human Right Organization. Thousands of people here who are under the persecution of the Chinese Communist Party government," and this, by the way, written in English, "will thank and remember you forever." The graveyard kit, the letter read, was made in Unit 8, Department 2 of the Mazanjia labor camp in Shenyang, China. Chinese characters broke up choppy English sentences. "People who work here have to work 15 hours a day without Saturday, Sunday break, and any holidays. Otherwise, they will suffer torturement, beat, and rude remark. Nearly no payment. 10 yuan per month. 10 yuan is equivalent to $1.61.
Wow.
In U.S. "People who work here suffer punishment 1 to 3 years averagely, but without court sentence, unlaw punishment. Many of them are Falun Gong practitioners who are totally innocent people only because they have different believe, to CCPG. And I think that stands for something about the communist, Chinese Communist Party government.
Hmm.
They often suffer more punishment than others. The letter was not signed. How would you feel if you found that note in and amongst something that you went down to the local discount store to purchase?
I would be a little disturbed.
It's pretty frightening. I mean, it's a shocking encounter, something that reminds you that really should take you down a peg, right? Like that you just bought this cheap thing that you were going to put up for Halloween decorations, and then you find a just horrifying note placed within the packaging, completely unexpected. And it would really, I think it would make some people do a real double take on, you know, what the things they take for granted in life.
Right.
And so there's, you know, some questions here, right? Like, is this legitimate? Is this real? What are the situations that these people are working in? And what do, if anything, what do the companies that are doing the contracting in this case know about it? I mean, Kmart is, you know, their brand reputation is on the line here. Do they know that they're contracting with prison labor? And if they do know that they're contracting with prison labor, what does that mean? You know, are people just going to, you know, write this off? Or is it all of a sudden a bigger problem because it's happening somewhere else? Because it happens here. I'd just like to point that out. Prison labor in the United States is used to make products here.
Really?
Yeah.
License plates and things,
But that and other things as well. There are prisons that, you know, that contract out their prisoners for various different private companies doing various different things. Even I've heard even, you know, phone answering customer service kind of jobs.
Well,
so let me continue with the story here. She was shocked, and Keith sat down as her mind reeled. Wow, that's daring, she thought. She imagined the desperation the writer must have felt, the courage he or she must have mustered to slip the letter into that box. If caught, what would happen? Like a message in a bottle, the letter traveled more than 5,000 miles over the Pacific Ocean. It could not be ignored. Unsure of where to start, Keith turned to Facebook. She posted a photo of the letter and the words, "I found this in a box of Halloween decorations." She wanted to spread the message. The Facebook post sparked a slew of responses. Her friends had heard of labor camp horrors, but a letter from one of those camps? Never. I'm sure that person feared for his or her life to include that letter in the products, but it was a chance they were obviously willing to take, one friend wrote. We take our freedom for granted. What's weird to me is someone is actually thinking about and praying something comes of this every day of their life since they sent it out. Makes me sad this even happens. Some friends offered help, others asked for updates. The anonymous letter evoked skepticism, too. Written largely in English scrawl, it was almost too bold of an act to seem plausible. Still, U.S. authorities on China took note. Sophie Richardson, the China director at Human Rights Watch, says we're in no position to confirm the veracity or origin of this. I think it's fair to say the conditions described in the letter certainly conform to what we know about conditions in re-education through labor camps. China's re-education through labor is a system of punishment that allows for detention without trial. Various reports allege followers of the banned spiritual group Falun Gong are sent to the reform camps, claims supported in the letter, but the facts are difficult to confirm. Mazangjia labor camp is located in the industrialized capital of the Liaoning province in northeast China. A Google search of the camp yields pages of grim results. If this thing is the real deal, that's somebody saying, please help me, please know about me, please react, that's our job. Now, certainly, if people are being put in prison in China for their belief system, and that's entirely plausible, that's what's being alleged here. The Falun Gong, as I understand it, is a group of Christians in China that has been persecuted for a fair amount of time for breaking from the official party line on things. And so if indeed, you know, this is happening over in China, it's certainly disturbing that people would be put into prison for a different belief system. But is it really that much worse than people being put in prison for wanting to possess a plant or a chemical, as many, many people are in prison for here in this country, many of whom may also be forced into labor? 855-450-FREE. There's more about the story. We'll share with that with you coming up. And, of course, your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-FREE, live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you. 855-450-FREE. Live Christmas Eve edition with Ian here.
And Julia.
Julia is here courtesy of her radio show, which is Puke and the Gang. You guys just did your very first live, or not, I guess not first.
They
but you did
have
another,
done it in the past.
You
we
did
have
another live episode.
Opened that, I guess.
Is this the first time you've done a live episode with Puke and the Gang?
Yes.
So that happened last night, and I believe the archive will be available, if not already, over at pukeandthegang.com.
Yeah, it'll probably be up shortly.
All right, great. So go and check that out. And, of course, we'll take your calls tonight, as we always will. Come back here in a moment to the story about the labor camp worker, or the alleged labor camp worker, who snuck a note in, apparently, snuck a note into the product that he is being forced to, or she is being forced to, manufacture over in China, ostensibly because they have a belief system that is different from the Chinese party government and are being punished for that. We can continue that story because there's more to it. But first, let's go to the pizza guy. And by the way, I want to remind you that SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner over at freetalklive.com. It's at the top of the banner column. Again, SACL CAI. Pizza Dude, or Pizza Guy, rather, in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live.
Your timing couldn't be worse. I'm right back at the store. Anyway, I just wanted to be super quick then. I've been wanting to mention this for, like, ever. It's important to understand that we don't know anything. Knowledge is kind of a deep concept. It comes to an issue with certainty. And one of the first things in the path to enlightenment you can realize is that, you know, nobody really knows anything, and then, you know, except for what you've experienced. And then what you will also learn is that you don't even know the things you experienced, because those kinds of things can be implanted in your mind as well, false memories, things like that. And so the real big thing to impress upon yourself is that it's all an issue of likelihood. And that's what it really comes down to. So when you're considering possible realities about, you know, what's true and what's false, you're asking what's likely or not. And that's what science does, is it addresses likelihood. Science isn't about truth with capital T. Scientists aren't trying to figure out why or what. So they're just trying to assign models of probability and likelihood. So when you have people with, like, their conspiracy theories, they say, well, I know this and I know that, and look, you know, this thing is true. Yeah, well, you know, maybe, but it's unlikely. Right, and that ties into some other stuff, but I really got to go, so I'll take it off air.
Very deep, pizza guy. Appreciate the call tonight. Knowledge, Julia, what do you think about all that?
Well, I guess all I would say is that I kind of, the older I get, the more and more I realize that there is really no way to know what is true or not. I mean, you could, especially now with the internet, you could perform a Google search and find information to support your argument no matter which side you have. And you could find statistics and things that were stated as fact. And there's just really no way to know. I mean, you just have to take it on faith.
Well, you know, you certainly are somebody who I think knows more about, like, food. And you have done a lot of research into that.
Sure.
Is it just, you know, faith, if you've taken time to do some due diligence? Is it something more than faith, or has it always just come down to faith? The faith that you're, you know, believing the experts, people that you've deemed to be experts?
I'm believing people that I deem to be experts. Have I personally looked into each and every one of their credentials and checked them out? No. You know, so I believe it. And maybe it's a little more than faith because I feel that I've done the research, or at least some research on it, but there is someone out there who would tell me I'm wrong and show me research that suggests otherwise.
What about the you know, our belief system that it's wrong to hurt other people? Is that something that we can know, or is that also something that is based in faith?
Well, that's more of a moral philosophy. Mm-hmm. I think that morals are definitely subjective to some extent. I think that most people tend to agree with that particular concept because most people don't want to get hurt. So because most people agree that they don't want to get hurt, they're not comfortable hurting other people.
Wouldn't that be something that, and obviously we're talking without our caller here to respond, so I don't know what it would be that the pizza guy would say to all this, but don't we know that we don't want to get hurt? Like, isn't that something? I don't just believe that, right? Like, I haven't just signed up to think that that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's something I know because I know, well, you know, all of us are hurt at some time in some way, right? Growing up, typically, you know, even though all the corners have been rounded off these days, kids are going to get hurt, right?
Sure.
They're going to feel physical pain, and at some point, someone's going to hurt them in an emotional way, or they're going to feel emotionally hurt in some kind of a situation. So, you know, people know from experience, I think, that they don't like that pain, and it seems like the natural thing to do to reciprocate that to others because, you know, if you don't want
right.
to feel those things,
well,
you shouldn't help. You shouldn't make other people feel those things.
Right. I don't think that you don't know anything. I don't believe that. I think that
yeah.
you can know things that you can see right in front of you or know things that you personally felt about yourself. But I think that he has a point when talking about, like, research, like we were just discussing. You know what I mean? He has a point, but
yeah.
I don't know if I agree that you can't know anything.
I think that maybe what you can't know is everything that's on the outside of you, to some extent. Like, I'm just kind of looking at
sure.
what we've been discussing here, right? So, like, what you're talking about, research, there's all kinds of contradictory research, research that has, you know, contradicted research from the past that everybody used to believe, and now people believe something different, or, you know, different groups believe different stories about certain things, and that's all based on their research or their acceptance of someone else's alleged research
right.
that supposedly was performed due to the scientific method that you hope that someone has vetted who you can trust. I mean, ultimately, I think this is something Mark has touched on previously, that you really can't know a lot of that stuff. You can't know any of it. Ultimately, you have to trust people. You have to
right.
take their word for things.
Because you wouldn't be able to put the time in. I wouldn't be able
right.
to put the time in to personally investigate each and every scientific study.
Sure, and odds are good that even in that circumstance, even if you were doing scientific studies, you'd have to rely on others at some point. Within that study, you'd have to trust, you know, your partners in the experiment to, you know, not be confederates or to, you know, feed bad information or skew statistics in a certain way. So ultimately, even within that structure,
yeah.
there's some level of trust that goes on.
I don't know that it really matters. You know, like,
what matters that you don't know?
That you don't know. I mean, I think that human beings naturally crave knowledge. They like to learn things, and life is all about figuring stuff out and changing your opinion on things and sort of forming who you are. But I'm not sure that it matters that you're wrong, if you're wrong.
I think it's inevitable that you will be wrong.
Right. Obviously, everybody is wrong at some point in time. But I'm not sure that it matters that we don't really know everything in the sense that he's talking about.
But what I was saying before was that, you know, maybe you can know for sure something inside of you. You know,
sure.
In that, as I was suggesting before, you know you
feelings.
Don't want to get hurt. Right. You know what feels bad, and hopefully you know that it's a bad thing to make others feel in that way, to make others feel pain, because you yourself wouldn't want that. Of course, psychopaths and sociopaths probably have the reverse belief system. And, well, anyway, that's another issue entirely. 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about knowledge or where its origins are versus the Chinese manufacturing story we're talking about, it's all on the table. Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, and you can do a toll-free live Christmas Eve edition of the program. Toll-free number is same as always, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. The webcam is one of them. You can go there and watch and listen to the show, but also chat, because the chat room is built into the same page. So you're welcome to avail yourself of that feature and many others that you'll find all completely free over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, you've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now here on Free Talk Live. The number of people using them around the world is exploding. If you have a business and would like to accept Bitcoins but aren't sure how, well, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there is now an easy way for any store, restaurant, or web page to accept Bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. That's what I think people have been looking for, because Bitcoins are great. There's no doubt about it. I'm a fan. I've got some. Julia, you also, yep, I believe, have some. And they're great. They make it easy to transfer money online from one point to another with zero transaction fee as far as the transfer is concerned. Now, when you're transferring Bitcoins into cash, inevitably there is going to be some sort of a fee involved, because it's a currency transaction, a currency conversion. Those things are always based, you know, somebody's got to make some money to do a currency
conversion. Well, and there is a service being provided.
Right. You're converting a currency from one to another, and that's the service, and that's what people should, you know, who do that should get paid for. I have to say, I have been to BitPay.com independent of, you know, having this on board as an advertiser on the show, and I was impressed with the rate at which they can do these transactions.
Really?
Like, if you were to just take your bitcoins in your personal Bitcoin account right now, Julia, in your wallet, mm-hmm. and, you know, try to convert those somehow into cash, you're probably going to pay several percent.
Right.
But if you do it through BitPay.com, they can get that down pretty significantly. And so I thought it was pretty great. And, of course, they make it easy. And your business owner, the average business owner, might want to accept bitcoins, but is still uncertain as to what to do about them, what to do with them. You know, they're cool for me. Like, I like to sit on them and hoard them. But, you know, the business owner is going to want to pay the rent and pay his employees. So it makes sense to have an instantaneous method of converting that to cash. So BitPay can do it either way, right? BitPay will let you keep your bitcoins or convert them into cash, and I think it's pretty cool. Fees are much lower than taking credit cards, and there's no risk of chargeback or fraud. So go and see for yourself and go to BitPay.com to get started. 855-450-FREE is our telephone number. We can talk about, you know, more metaphysical things like knowledge and whether or not you can even have knowledge of things outside of yourself. I think that's an interesting discussion to be had. Also, we started the show out with a disturbing story about a lady who purchased a $30 gravestone kit from Kmart for Halloween, stuck it in her garage for a year, and decided finally to open the thing up when she discovered a note allegedly from someone who was at the manufacturing plant, which is supposedly a prison camp in China. Now, the story is from OregonLive.com, and they go into the area of the discussion that I was also interested in hearing about. You know, what does Kmart have to say about this, which is where she purchased this gravestone kit? Well, if truly created in a forced labor camp, according to OregonLive.com, the Halloween graveyard kit from Kmart's Totally Ghoul product line could bring a blow to the U.S. chain of discount stores. Title 19, Section 1307 of U.S. Code generally prohibits the importation of all items mined, produced, or manufactured in any foreign country by convict labor, forced labor, and or indentured labor, which I think is awfully interesting considering the same exact thing goes on here.
Well, one thing, you mentioned that they get paid, and it's not much at all, but yeah. They get paid, but you don't get paid in the United States, do you?
You will get paid. Yeah.
Really? So at jail you don't, but in prison?
That tends to be how it is. Obviously, okay. each state, each prison, each jail may have slightly different rules. Like, even here in New Hampshire, the jails are run by different people. They're run in different manners. They have different contracts. They're not uniform. There's no consistency between them. That's why Valley Street Jail in Manchester is generally considered to be a horrible place to be. But here in Cheshire County, we've actually got a jail that's run by a man who seems to have compassion for the people that he's imprisoning. So just the head of a jail can make a big difference in how that operation's run. But generally, I think that's true. Like, for me, when I was in jail, I was working in the kitchen. Because if I didn't work in the kitchen, I would go to segregation.
Right.
And also, I did it because it was something to do. Like, I enjoyed going
right.
to
well,
work.
Well, kitchen work seems pretty minor. What comes to mind initially is the guys that have to pick up trash on the side of the road, that kind of
those
work.
Those guys are doing work. There were guys in my unit doing that kind of
yeah.
work, too. My most disturbing day that I heard about that they had to engage in was where they went and were told to mow the side of a mountain. They went to Home Depot or Walmart or something like that, purchased brand new lawnmowers, then went onto the side of a mountain, you know, complete with whatever, you know, this is the Granite State, so there's rocks all over the
yeah.
place, and were told to mow the side of the mountain. I don't even understand why something like that would be necessary, but that's what they were told
like
to do.
Giving someone the opportunity to work might be helpful for a lot of prisoners you're sitting in there wasting away, not producing anything.
Right.
And if you're able to make some money for yourself, then at least you have something when you get out, because a lot of these guys have absolutely nothing. It all gets taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the opportunity is nice, and a lot of people would do it for multiple reasons, not only the money, but also because you're just sitting in a room all day. You
right.
might as well get
what
out.
What else are you going to do?
Right.
That's
but
why the guys do it. They want to get outside.
Yeah. But the forcing, you're going to do it, or you get to sit in a room by yourself all day.
And that would be
seems wrong to me.
Right, and that would be the punishment in Cheshire County.
Right.
Now, this is, again,
I'm sure that's common.
This is not China, however, where, according to this guy, if you don't go along with what they tell you to do, you get beaten. Tortured, he says in his letter. Or she. Not sure who wrote it.
Sure.
Not signed. So beatings and torture await those who don't do what they're told over there, over here. I mean, one could allege that sitting in a room in segregation is torture.
I think a lot of people could allege that.
It certainly, I think, legitimately could be considered that. So, let me
continue.
Depending
on how long you're in there.
Here's the remainder of the story. After the Oregonian informed the U.S. ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement about the letter, their Homeland Security investigations began looking into the case. According to their public affairs officer, Andrew Munoz, Sears Holdings Corporation, which operates Kmart, released a statement on the matter saying that Sears Holdings has a global compliance program which helps to ensure that vendors and factories producing merchandise for our company adhere to specific program requirements and all local laws pertaining to employment standards and workplace practices. Failure to comply with any of the program requirements, including the use of forced labor, may result in a loss of business or factory termination. We understand the seriousness of this allegation and will continue to investigate. The chief section chief, Daniel Ruiz of the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center's Commercial Fraud Unit said it would be difficult to predict the length of an investigation like this, which would involve American and Chinese authorities. Investigative findings would be released, he said, only if the agency takes action.
What can you do about a situation like this? I mean, if something awful like this was going on in America, which it kind of is on a much less scale, I guess, if this is true, because like you said, no one's being tortured, or at least not beaten, physically tortured.
That you know of.
That I know of, yep. But let's say something like this was going on in the United States, what is another country going to do about it? You know what I mean? What can really be done about this? I can't help but feel like an investigation isn't going to go anywhere.
Well, right. The U.S. government certainly can't do anything about it. Sears could pull their contract.
Yes.
That could be something there. But beyond economic, some sort of economic punishment by the marketplace, there's really not much you can do. I mean, because their global compliance program here says that they're to adhere to all local laws, they do say that they don't want to work with people engaging in forced labor, and Sears is just going to claim they didn't know.
Right.
So,
and maybe they didn't.
And maybe they didn't, but what good is your global compliance program if it's not revealing information like this about your vendors? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Julia's question is a good one. What can be done about this? It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading involves substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. Live Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can, of course, bring up what you want. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Maybe you appreciate what we do on this radio program and you would like to help support the show. You are certainly welcome to do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $5 a month and we'll take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over, become an amplifier, and you'll get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcasts, forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Throughout most of the hour thus far tonight, we have been talking about a disturbing story that certainly this lady was not expecting to have happen to her. She opened up a chintzy box from Kmart where she'd purchased some cheap graveyard gravestone decoration kit for Halloween. And in that box, she allegedly found a note from one of the Chinese workers who manufactured it, allegedly under forced labor camp conditions.
You know, this what kind of bothers me about this woman or this story is that obviously getting a letter kind of puts it in your face and reminds you that this sort of thing goes on. But most people in America are comfortable buying products that are made in sweatshops and things like that. Even the people who are vocal about it still buy the stuff.
Well, she says that she now checks the label of everything she buys, down to the gingerbread house she purchased for the holidays. Her friends, she said, do the same. She says, if I really don't need it, I won't buy it if it's made in China, she said. This has really made me more aware. I hope it would make a difference.
Right.
Now, did you catch what she said? If I really don't need it, I won't buy it if it's made in China. She didn't say, I won't buy anything made in China.
Well, and I wanted to expand just a little bit more because I'm not against sweatshops. But a lot of people are, and they feel that this concept is wrong, that these people should be paid more, yet they have no problem. They don't actually put their money where their mouth is. They just complain about it and continue their purchasing habits. So that's really the point I wanted to bring up, was not anti-sweatshops, but I imagine this woman would be bothered by sweatshops just like she's bothered by this concept. Yet.
Well, now, the sweatshop is a different concept than a prison labor camp, right? So that's why you're not against sweatshops, because it's not forced labor.
It's not forced labor. And I think Penn and Teller had a really good episode on this particular topic. And I know there's a lot of resources on the Internet as well. But basically, these people live in really impoverished countries, and they would not be doing anything else. These sweatshops pay them more than other awful jobs that they would be doing, such as logging and things like that.
Yeah, sweating outdoors, sweating in a on a farm somewhere.
Right. So these particular countries that have these sweatshops, they have not gone through an industrial revolution like we have, so it's not the same. But my point wasn't against sweatshops or comparing this to sweatshops, but it was just pointing out that that's something that, because people don't understand, it bothers them, it makes them uncomfortable, yet they still have no problem making the purchase. It doesn't bother them enough to change their habits.
All right, so what I wanted to point out about her saying that, oh, well, now she tries not to buy things from China, what good does that do? There are plenty of manufacturing companies in China that aren't using forced labor, and so now you're just making it so those people don't get a paycheck. I mean, if people behaved in the way that she is suggesting, and that is that, oh, well, let's not buy things from China. Number one, if people actually started to do what she's saying, and they're not going to, but if they did in large numbers, then that would just put those companies out of business and send those people back into the fields. So they would be out their better paying job, which arguably is something that most people in America wouldn't take, but we're not going through an industrial revolution in this country. At one time, labor conditions were much worse here, and things get better over time as the market is allowed to, companies are allowed to compete for labor and things like that. But the other thing is, so she's going to stop buying products made in China, well, at least as long as it's something she doesn't really need, she says. So if she's not going to buy something made in China, would she be all right with it made in Pakistan, maybe Thailand, perhaps South Korea? Various different other locations. Vietnam, I just purchased, we went shopping the other day, and I, noticed one of the shirts was made in Vietnam. Is she also going to be concerned with labor conditions in all those other countries?
I can't imagine that there are many, if any, Americans out there that are willing to look into every purchase that they make, the origins of the product and how the people are treated.
Now we're actually back to the knowledge conversation that we were having earlier. How can you know? Who can take the time? And you're out at the grocery
Amish
store.
Amish people might follow those rules. That's it.
Well, they are probably
they
only buying
anything.
From their own
they
community.
They make everything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, the average person can't go and, investigate the various different products that they see on the shelves. They can only go so far with it. You can try to dig into it all, but who's going to take the time to learn whether or not that plastic goblet that you're buying from the cheap plastic shelf, from Walmart was made in a factory that has conditions that are up to par? Now, you can trust that these companies are doing the right thing, and as they're saying here, Sears is saying, hey, we've got this global compliance program which helps ensure vendors and factories are adhering to certain requirements, and one of those requirements is not to use forced labor. But somehow, some way, allegedly, the company they're using is manufacturing products on a forced labor camp where people who are, of a different belief system are being put. These are not hardened criminals. And I think that's another concern. People can't find this information out. So, again, it's just something that you have to trust. And even if it were made here in America, you still wouldn't know if it wasn't being, if it wasn't made at a forced labor camp, because things are done that way here. It's hard to believe, but that's how it is.
Well, you also have to trust that things are labeled properly.
Yeah.
Because I know that in the instance of food, and this is kind of a bad example, but the way that government food labels work, You know, something can say that it's natural and not have to include its ingredients, and that can mean a lot of different things.
Sure.
So it's kind of a bad stretch, but you really have to trust the label and what it says.
855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's really what it comes down to. Unless you want to go Amish and you want to ensure that everything that you purchase was grown and manufactured locally, which is a near impossibility.
I think that type of that is it's getting more popular, like growing your own food and stuff like that, and the community farms.
Yeah, some people around here buy stuff from farms.
Yeah, and I think that that is definitely getting more popular, and people, consumers, are more concerned with what they eat and buy and where it comes from. But I can't see this really being possible at this point beyond food, you know, unless you're talking about making your own clothes. And
that's
even then, you have to make your own fabric, right? Because I don't know where the fabric comes from if I go to Joann's and buy fabric.
It's not coming from down the street.
Right.
I can tell you that. It's coming from a huge fabric manufacturing, you know, supply, probably in China.
Yeah.
Or some other place like that.
So I don't see that being possible now,
right,
any time in the near future.
What are you going to do? Get your own loom and start doing your own weaving of every single thing that you, you put together?
Sure, I guess.
It's not possible because we have had this division of labor where not everyone has to be good at farming and weaving and, you know, sewing and all that. We can all specialize in different things. Like, I'm useless at various different activities like, you know, car repair or cooking. But, you know, I can do a radio show and I can run a radio network pretty well, and the average person can't do that. So we've had this division of labor that over time has benefited all of us in that we can be very specific at one thing and be pretty good at that one thing and offer our abilities on that thing to the rest of the marketplace in order to satisfy the needs that people have or the wants that they have. And that's why, you know, the question I asked previously was, what do you do about this? I think that her reaction is reactionary and not the right thing to do, to just say, well, I'm going to swear off all Chinese products whatsoever and basically screw over any, you know, hardworking Chinese folks that are out there not working in a forced labor condition.
Right,
I can't imagine most factories are forced labor over there.
I think that the best thing you could do in this situation would be try and hold Sears accountable. Like, it looks like she, or Sears at least, responded and said, this is not our policy. So, I mean, what more can she do besides check up on them and make sure that
and
they continue to enforce this policy?
Right, and who knows, you know, this would be something you could look into to find out what their policy is and how often it's checked. Maybe they had the wool pulled over their eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe they went into a deal with somebody and they showed off, oh, here's our factory where we make these things, and it's up to spec. And then they changed gears, you know, a month later, moved it to a forced labor factory so the people who are doing the reselling make more money, right? Maybe Sears has been paying the same amount all the time to this, what they thought was the same company, but the company they're dealing with moved manufacturers without telling them. That's possible. Is it likely? I don't know. Howard 2's next. You take control.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.